From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least 22 have now been killed, dozens wounded in a blast at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city Manchester late Monday. Chief Constable Ian Hopkins said the blast is being treated as a terrorist incident.
This is clearly a very concerning time for everyone. We're doing all that we can, working with local and national agencies to support those affected as we gather information about what happened last night.
Home Secretary Amber Rudd said the attack was intended to sow fear and divide, but it will not succeed. President Donald Trump meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. Mr. Trump hopes to kickstart the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Monday, he met Israeli officials, reaffirming what he called the enduring friendship between the U.S. and Israel.
This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world.
Mr. Trump, who addressed leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh, said they agreed Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Israel's prime minister applauded the change in U.S. policy.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria. And I want to tell you also how much we appreciate the reassertion of American leadership in the Middle East.
And Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed Mr. Trump's visit to the Western Wall in Jerusalem, one of Judaism's holiest shrines, the first sitting president to do so. This is VOA News. U.S. forces killed seven members of al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula early Tuesday in a raid in central Yemen. U.S. Central Command said its forces, with the backing of the government, used small arms fire and precision airstrikes to attack a terrorist compound in Marib Governorate. The U.N. Security Council will take up the matter of North Korea's banned nuclear missile programs Tuesday when it considers a new resolution containing additional sanctions. Monday, the Council unanimously expressed concern over Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of previous resolutions. The North Sunday conducted its latest intermediate-range ballistic missile test. Tufts University Korea analyst Sung-Yoon Lee is unimpressed by past UN statements.
The fallout from such condemnation by the international community, in my view, does not compare to the strategic advantage gained by North Korea from continued provocations, weapons tests, and its enhanced capability.
Pyongyang said Sunday's test met all technical requirements and the missile can now be deployed. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye went on trial Tuesday on bribery and extortion charges that forced her impeachment and removal from office. She faces more than 10 years in jail if found guilty. She has denied any wrongdoing. The U.S. Senate has confirmed former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next ambassador to China. Oklahoma Senator James Langford presided.
On this vote, the yeas are 82, the nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table. The president will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Branstad, during his confirmation hearings, assured lawmakers that he would take a strong stand with Beijing on the issues of North Korea, trade, and human rights. Gambia's government has seized the assets of exiled former president Yahya Jammeh. They include nearly 90 bank accounts and multiple properties and companies. Jammeh is accused of stealing some $50 million in public funds before fleeing Gambia for Equatorial Guinea in January. In her final address as head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan insisted the agency is relevant despite its slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
This was West Africa's first experience with Ebola, and the outbreak took everyone, including WHO, by surprise.
While insisting the WHO made quick course corrections, she said she holds herself personally accountable for the agency's early failures during the 2014 outbreak. Jury selection is underway in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the sex assault trial of comedian Bill Cosby. The 79-year-old comic and actor is charged with drugging and assaulting a college basketball team manager in his home in 2004. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.